Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, joining us now, University of Miami women's coach Tricia Kolop is with us, coming off a nice win last night. A little bit of a nail biter against Jacksonville. Coach, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. So many different things to talk to you about. Where shall we start? How about this? Big signing day for you. Signed five players, and that's always a great start when you're able to replenish your roster.
I totally agree. You know, our staff's worked really hard since the day I took the job to try to make sure that not only could we get this roster of our current team ready to go, but also to really start working on the future. And, you know, it's exciting to see all of our hard work paying off because, you know, the class we signed, there was one poll out last week that ranked it preseason fifth in the country. Right. And, you know, we're not done yet. We're still trying to sign one or two more. And if we don't get them in this part of the season, we'll look in the portal. But I'm really thrilled with the class we've signed so far.
What were you looking for in the players that you signed?
Well, skill, competitiveness. We'd like to get a little bit bigger. And I think we were able to sign some players that, you know, we're going to graduate several players. We took some one-year players when I first took the job. Obviously, the Cavenders are two guards that handle the ball really well and make good decisions. So we thought that with the Williams kid and also with the Tipner kid out of Indiana that we were able to sign two kids that are very heady, very smart, handling the ball, will take good care of it, can score at all three levels. And then, you know, Danny Osho, who is out of the Atlanta area, is a big guard who can play the 2-3-4, who can really shoot it. She's strong. She can rebound. Soma Okolo, who is from Texas, is just an amazing athlete. She's a kid who can already dunk the basketball. I could see her playing the 3-5 in her career. And then Natalie Wetzel out of the Pennsylvania area is a stretch five that can really shoot the ball. She could play the 4 or the 5 for us, but someone that when she's on the floor is going, the spacing is going to be incredible because she has a quick release and a very pretty shot.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at all the bios of your players. How about this being really your first recruiting class of high school players for Miami, the response that you were able to get from around the country, because these are players from around the country, the excitement mm-hmm. that they have coming to the University of Miami.
Well, and I think it speaks to how easy it is to sell Miami. Yeah. You know, what a great, you know, world-class education. You're in the ACC. You know, Kate did an amazing job, so we have a tradition, winning tradition to sell. That we want to continue. And then, you know, we're also in one of the best locations in the league.
Yeah, no question about that. Were you keeping one eye on your former team tonight?
You know, I am. I knew that this would be a difficult matchup for them. You know, it's tough. We graduated last year two of the MAC players of the year the last 2 years. And so you're putting the ball in some young players' hands to take care of it. And that's always difficult, but I know that they'll do a great job of building for the future.
Yeah, so Toledo, for our audience, they're playing Iowa tonight. So here's my bonus question for you. They always say it's hard to replace a legend. So at Iowa, is it harder to replace the head coach or for one of those players to step in for Caitlin Clark?
You know, that's hard to answer, but I will say this. Jan Jensen is a heck of a coach, who I think has always been a big part of that program. And so what a great transition for them to move her into the head coaching spot. And they were able to sign a really talented guard out of Villanova, out of the portal. Wow. That I think I wouldn't say she's Caitlin Clark, but she's a great fit to take over because she's used to taking high volume shots and can score at a lot of levels.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the University of Miami saw her a couple of years ago in the tournament.
Yeah.
You win last night, 74-71. You've got two regular season games under your belt. The Gators are coming up on Saturday. I think you probably know how we all feel about the Gators, or as we call them, the Gator. But what do you know about your team so far after two wins?
Well, number one, we're getting better. I think both these mid-major teams that we faced are very, very good. And, you know, we even did a closed-door scrimmage with South Florida, who is very good. So I think we haven't taken it easy on them early, you know, to face a Jacksonville team that has a lot of players back there, and they've also got some good transfers. You know, they got a 6'3 guard that was playing against us who transferred in from Oregon. They had a point guard that I played against in the MAC, and she's a very, very good player who led them in scoring last year. And is probably going to be one of the best players in their league. So I was pretty familiar with some of the players on this roster. And I think where I saw us get better, you know, we hit our free throws. We shot close to 86% from the free throw line. And I go back to our first
24 for 28, by the way. That's pretty.
Yeah. And I'm glad we did, because in a close game, it really spoke to what I've been preaching to the team. You've got to do all the things you can to put yourself in a position to win. You know, and I thought we're also taking better care of the basketball. Two games ago, we had 19 turnovers. I think we had 15 in this one. Still not where I want it to be, but we're trending better. I think we got to do a better job on the boards. We allowed too many offensive rebounds in this game, and that would probably be we need to clean up some transition defense. And there's some things offensively I want to fix too, but I will say that the list of what we need to fix is getting smaller. And I think this game against Florida will be a great test for us to see, you know, where we're at. They're a tall, athletic team that really pushes the ball in transition well. They can really put some points on the board. And so we've got to make sure that our transition defense is on point.
That game last year between Miami and Florida was a heck of a game, and it was a very emotional game. It lived up to being a rivalry game, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt. And our players are fired up for it. You know, and I know it's our first road game. So we're looking forward to that as well. But obviously anybody in the state of Florida, you know, you can consider a rival. We'd like to have a good showing against everybody we play from this state.
The Cavenders, I think I'm right about this. They didn't play basketball last year. Now, maybe they kept playing basketball, but they weren't playing college basketball. And I've always felt if there's a player coming back after sitting out a year, whether it's by injury or whatever, it's a bit challenging. How has their transition been getting back into college basketball?
I think they're doing a great job. I mean, they're really helping me as far as establishing our culture. They're two of the hardest workers you'll ever coach. They're very skilled. They're competitive as all get out, and they're great teammates. And I think what I love about them is they set the bar in practice every day of how hard not only we want to work in practice, but getting extra shots up and showing our freshmen what it takes to be a winner. I love them because they communicate. A lot of young players in our game, they across the board, I don't care what team you're talking to, if you ask a college kid, so what do my freshmen need to work on? It's communication. And that's on both ends of the floor. So it's nice to have some veterans out there that can make things happen, that are leaders, that can communicate, that hustle. And, you know, and I think the shots are going to drop for them a little bit more than what they are. I think some of that's just getting their timing back.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, I think it's always, in any sport, doesn't matter, there's always a little bit of catching up to do. Marshall, what a game, 24 points. You mentioned free throws, 13 out of 14. And then you have Rogers scores 13 last night, which is great that she's on your team, because when she played for DePaul, she scored a lot of points against Miami.
Yeah, we teased her. We teased her when we recruited her. We're like, why don't you come over to the good side? Because I tell you what I love about her. She has deep range, and it really stretches the opponent. And she might be the best passer on our entire team. But it was so good to see Nat Marshall, her threes falling, because she's been working hard on it with my staff. And she's such a mobile post player that can do a lot of things. You know, she got, you know, they had her down for two blocks. I think she affected six shots in that game, whether she got credit for it or not. She's a good rebounder, and she just continues to get better and better. I think Nat's going to have a great year for us.
Last thing before I let you go, this is probably a good time for women's college basketball, because in women's college basketball, there are some games that people aren't afraid to play each other. You got Maryland and Syracuse tonight, non-conference game. I think UConn and South Carolina are going to play, right? So you get some heavyweight matchups.
Yeah, I think anytime you can get these strong matchups now, I think coaches, we love that because, you know, we want to know early on what we need to work on and kind of a litmus test to see where you're at before you get to conference play. And so it's great for our game because we want fans to get involved early. And that's something we're trying to continue to build at Miami. I think we've got a great product. I think we've got exciting players to watch, and we want our fans to get out and get their season tickets.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got Florida on Saturday up there, but then on November 19th, back home against FIU. So that's another rivalry game. And then Friday, November 22nd, against Campbell. That game is at home. Then you got the Thanksgiving tournament with Charlotte and Quinnipiac coming up. So you got a bunch of games at home after this trip to Florida, and a great chance to have the fans come out and help you establish that home court that you want.
Well, and I hope fans realize this too. After the games, we don't go in the locker room. So it's a great chance to come meet our players and get to know the players that they're supporting. That's something that's a little different than other teams, but we do it because we want our players to get involved in the community.
All right, Coach, thank you for being with us. And we will talk with you, in 2 weeks. Next week, we're on the road in Charleston with the men for basketball. So we'll keep a close eye, and we will reconvene our conversation here in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, that's University of Miami women's basketball coach Tricia Cullup joining us.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.